This is Dr. Jonathan Hansen. I want to welcome you to the Warning Radio Program. February 21 to 25, 2024 was a Holy Ghost conference, and I had the privilege to speak at the conference 3 different days, hosted by Dr. Emmanuel Ziga. Today you're going to hear a message by Philip Renner, Prophetic Worship, originally from Russia, now lives in the United States, and his message, Catching the Wind. Let's begin.
Let's just lift up our hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and focus on Him. Holy Spirit, we welcome You in this place right now. We're so grateful for Your presence in this place right now. Without You, we do not have a ministry. Without You, we cannot move. We cannot do anything. And so, Lord, we are so thankful. Teach us to hear Your voice. Teach us to run hard after You. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm going to continue teaching on Song of Solomon. And so if you could open up the Passion Translation, chapter 2, we're going to start from verse 11. But before we get there, I'm just going to recap on what this is all about. This is about catching the wind. We have to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. And I told you yesterday, and I'm going to tell you today, that when a sailor is skilled at catching the wind, he is able to accelerate faster than ever before. Amen? And when a wave comes against him, he can accelerate and go straight through that wave. He can also set the sails to where he can go around the storm. And so we have to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. We are living in days where if we do not catch the wind of the Holy Ghost, there's going to be an ambush that will be waiting for us. When we wake up in the morning, our mindset has to be, Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me today. You know, Psalm 17, verse 15, I quote this verse every single day of my life when I wake up. I say, Father, thank You so much. This is what that psalm says. I wake up in the morning, I see Your face, and I am satisfied. Now, the world can gratify you with the food, with all the world offers, with money, with the lust of the flesh. The world can gratify you, but there will always be a hole on the inside of you because nothing can satisfy you except the fellowship with the Holy Ghost. Amen. So every single morning you wake up, you say, Lord, I see Your face. I walk in Your manifest presence today, and I am satisfied. And so when you have that communion with the Holy Ghost, you're going to skip ambushes. If you open up 2 Kings with me, we're going to get back to Song of Solomon, but I feel like the Lord is telling us to go here for right now. 2 Kings chapter 6. You're going to find an amazing story, and I'm really not going to read it all, but it's just for your reference. But what is happening is the enemy king of Israel knows where the king of Israel is going to be. The Persian king knows where he's going to be, and he makes a plan to ambush him. But Elisha hears from God and says, you know what? I need to talk to you right now. Because you plan to be there tomorrow at this time. Don't go because there's an ambush waiting for you. Why? Because he was able to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. He was able to catch that wind. It happened several times. And you can read about it. So much that he planned to ambush the king of Israel. Not there because Elisha said, don't go. Next day, same thing happens over and over and over again until finally the king of Persia, he got his army together and he said, who is the spy in my army? Who is feeding information to the enemy? And the army replied, not us, but Elisha knows what you say in the privacy of your own bedroom. And you can continue to go through that story and read, but Elisha knew how to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. 2 Kings chapter 6. Now, because Elisha had done this, Now the king of Persia is like, I'm going to kill Elisha because he has messed up my plans too many times. The amazing thing is this, that if Elisha was to run, God would have told him, run. But God did not tell him to run. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 15. When the servant of the man of God got up early the next morning and went outside, there were troops, horses, and chariots everywhere. Oh, sir, what will we do now? The young man cried to Elisha. Don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more on our side than there are on theirs. Come on, shout hallelujah. There are more on our side than there are on theirs. You see, when you catch the wind of the Holy Ghost, you always know there are more on our side than there are on theirs. When you get a bad report, there are more on our side than there are on theirs. When the finances are dry, there are more on our side than there are on theirs. When it seems like someone who has a call, who is now running away from the Lord. In fact, there's somebody in this room right now. You're praying for somebody, and there's a prodigal that is running away from the Lord. You're praying, but he's running. I'm telling you, it's a setup for the Lord to meet him and to bring an encounter into his life. Don't look at what you're seeing, because in the spirit, everything is shifting and everything is changing. Amen. That prodigal is going to turn around and run into the house of the Lord. Amen. Verse 16, don't be afraid, Elisha told him, for there are more in our side than there are on theirs. Then Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. When you catch the wind of the Holy Ghost, you begin to see like the Holy Ghost. You begin to see not with your physical eyes, but with the eyes of the Spirit. And the eyes of the Spirit will take you into a deeper place, into a place of victory, into a place of strength, into a place of overflow. Elisha prayed, O Lord, open his eyes and let him see. The Lord opened the young man's eyes, and when he looked up, he saw that the hillside around Elisha was filled with horses and chariots of fire. If you could see what the Holy Ghost sees, you would see horses and chariots of fire surrounding you every single day. We have to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. Now, one of the ways you catch the wind of the Holy Ghost is before you go to bed at night, the last thing that you read and the last thing that you see is not Instagram, it's not a funny joke, it's not an email, it's not preparation for tomorrow's day, it's the Word of God. And when you go to sleep and you read the Word of God, guess what? You're going to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost through the night. You're going to wake up in the morning and you're going to know exactly how to plan your day out. And now you're no longer at a standstill, now you're accelerating. Now you can get done things that should have taken a month in 2 hours. We do not have time to do things slowly. Jesus is coming back soon. We have to accelerate. And the only way we accelerate is through communion with the Holy Ghost. He's going to wake you up in the middle of the night. He's going to say, pray. What do I pray about? Doesn't matter. Pray. Open your mouth and I will fill it. Begin to release the mysteries of God. And when you're in that place, this is what you will see. Open up again with me, Song of Solomon, the Passion Translation, chapter 2, verse 11. This is what we can find when we have communion with the Holy Ghost. And what it says is, it's a new season. I want you to lift up your hands right now. And I want you to say, it's a new season. It doesn't say a new season is coming. It says, it's a new season right now. Because you're catching the wind. It says, the barren bondage of your winter is over. It has ended. It's not even, it's ending. It has ended. Through the cross, it has ended. Colossians 2, 14 through 15 says that he canceled the charges against us of sickness, of pain, anxiety, insomnia, Somebody's dealing with insomnia right now. He canceled those charges. He canceled the charges of gossip and people gossiping about you and always talking about your past and screaming and yelling at you that your past dictates your future. I got a prophecy for you today. Your past is over. Your past is finished because of the power of the cross. Because of the power of the Holy Ghost that is working and living on the inside of you. Ephesians 2:22 in the Passion Translation says this, because of all of this, we have been transformed into the Holy of Holies. The Holy Ghost, He's on the inside of you. You have been transformed into the Holy of Holies, His dwelling place. So when you walk into the room, the Holy Ghost walks in the room. When you walk in the room, perfect love walks into the room. When you walk into the room, breakthrough walks into the room. When you walk in the room, joy walks into the room. When you walk into the room, healing walks into the room. Because you are being transformed into the Holy of Holies. And then it says, by the power of the Holy Ghost living and working through you. Through that communion every single day. Going back to Colossians 2:14-15, it says that He disarmed all the principalities and powers that would try to come against you. He disarmed it. It has no authority. It can't hit you with any kind of weapon because the enemy doesn't have a weapon. He has been disarmed. And the Bible says that He has been publicly shamed. Now, the picture of this understanding of being publicly shamed is actually in the Greek, in the Roman times, when a king had conquered another king, what they would do is they would call that king and they would bring him to the public square. They would strip him completely naked. The whole city would gather around this king and laugh at this king that had been defeated. Then they would cut off all of his toes, all of his hands, and they would say, pick up your sword and fight. He can't stand. He's literally slithering like a snake because your toes, they give you balance. You hear me, guys? They give you balance. But this is the picture of what God did on the cross for us. He canceled all the charges against us. And He said, I'm sending you a comforter who will lead you, who will guide you, who will teach you. This is what the Holy Ghost does. Getting back to Song of Solomon, it's a new season. The barren winter of your bondage, it's over. The time of hiding is over and gone. When believers stop hiding the dreams and desires that they have on the inside of them, we will be in revival. Because the time of hiding, it is absolutely over and gone. There are dreams, there are desires, there are things on the inside of you. You say, oh, maybe it's not the right economy. It's just not the right time right now. Get rid of all the excuses. Can you imagine what the church would look like if the church didn't have fear of man? That's what the Lord has been dealing with me, is He's been revealing all my fears. And He'd been saying, I'm going to deal with that. I'm going to get you into a situation. I remember when I was in Moscow, 15, 16 years old, I remember how I would be in the metro car and there's hundreds of people in the metro car. And I'd wonder, what would it be like to preach the gospel in this car right now? But I was too afraid. I said, what would it look like? Even times I have my guitar and I said, what would it look like if I just busted out in worship? Well, 2024. I found out what that looked like. Because in all of the metro stations of New York City and in the metro cars, we stood up, we led worship, we led people to the Lord right there in the metro cars. You see, the time of hiding is over. I remember wondering, what would it look like if I just got up in a restaurant and started worshiping God? Asked the manager if I could worship God in this place. Our last trip to Mardi Gras, we got officially invited to restaurants to lead worship. It was absolutely wild. You know what I've noticed? believers don't know their authority. Because my mind immediately goes, they're going to say no. I'm in a bar right now. They're not going to let me lead worship. They're not going to let me preach the gospel in the bar. They're not going to let me preach the gospel in this restaurant. But it's amazing what you can do when you have confidence. You walk up to somebody, you say, hey, I'm a professional musician, and I just want to sing a blessing over every single person in this place. And they go, okay. I go, okay. You don't want to show your shock, but yeah, sure, okay. So now you have permission. It happened 3 days ago in Longhorn. I was eating with a pastor, and the Lord told me to take my guitar that day. And so he told me to catch the wind. We started worshiping in Longhorn with the permission of the manager. And people in the kitchen came running into the restaurant, tears in their eyes, crying out, saying, we need Jesus, we need Jesus. We presented the gospel and people got saved, healed, and delivered. It's amazing what happens when you have confidence. When I'm worshiping God on the streets, and I don't always have a permit, but the cops will just walk by me. One, favor surrounds me like a shield. And when you're in fellowship with the Holy Ghost, you can walk into doors that you could never get into. Because favor surrounds you like a shield. You walk into confidence. You're going to walk into somebody's room or somebody's office and say, I have a word from God for you, and you're going to listen. Sit down. You know, there's a confidence that comes on you. And half the time that I'm worshiping, one of the reasons why people don't stop me is because I look like I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I don't look timid like, the Lord bless you. No, I go for it 100%. I'm not slowly picking or slowly singing or timidly going for it. I'm like, I got a blessing for you. The Lord bless you. And they're like, But it's confidence. And when you have fellowship with the Holy Ghost, the time of hiding is over and it is gone. It's over and it is gone. Number four, it says that the rains have soaked the earth. We are living in the greatest outpour of revival that the world has ever seen. I am so happy I am living in these days, because we are going to see God move like he's never moved before. And not only us, but our kids are going to see it. Psalm 102 verse 28 says that my children will live in safety. Amen. None of the junk that's happening in school with the LGBTQ agenda, none of the stuff that's happening on shorts and all the movies and everything that's going on, it does not touch us, because my children live in safety. And then it says, and my children's children will thrive in the presence of God. This is a generation that is not just going to know a little bit about the Holy Ghost. They are going to thrive in the knowledge of working and breathing and moving in the Holy Ghost. This is a generation of confidence. Hebrews 10 verse 36 says, cast not your confidence. Your confidence is in him. Amen. Come on, just lift up your hands and just worship him. He's releasing dreams, visions. Some of you, you're going to go to bed tonight. You're going to have a dream. And it's going to be the Lord saying, it's enough of hiding that right now. It's time to release what I've put into you. Confidence. You're going to walk in like you own the place, because you do. Because in the spirit, you do own the place. See, we have to see things the way the Father sees things. So the rains have soaked the earth. Verse 12. And left it bright, blossoming with flowers. The season of singing and pruning the vines has arrived. Now singing is joy, but pruning is discipline. So when the Holy Ghost speaks to you, there's going to be discipline. There's going to be a realigning. There's going to be, oh, that fear when you were 15, let's deal with that right now. Get up. Filling the air with songs to awaken you and guide you forth. Verse 13, I love this. Can you not discern this new day of destiny breaking forth all around you? The early signs of my purposes and plans are bursting forth. The budding vines of new life are now blooming everywhere. Doesn't say they're going to be blooming. No, they are now blooming everywhere. The fragrance of their flowers whispers, there is change in the air. We declare over Seattle, there is change in the air. We declare over America, there is change in the air. We declare over this region where this church is that there is change in the air. There is change in the air. I'm prophesying. There is change in the air. There is change in the air. There's a shifting and a breaking of the enemy's plan in the air. Psalm 2, 8 through 9 says, ask for the nations and I will give them to you. You know, God wants us to increase our ask. And yes, we go after God's heart, number one, and then his hand moves towards us. But when you get bold and you begin to ask God and believe God for some things, that also shows that you trust him. And we need to increase our ask. John 14, 13 through 14 says, ask anything of the Father and I will give it to you. And then it gives the reason why. Because when you ask like this, when you ask big, when God answers your ask, it says the Son brings glory to the Father. And it says, I will give it to you, to anyone who asks. So it's not enough to meditate on it. It's not enough to just have it on your wall, on a vision wall. It has to come out of your mouth. God, I am believing for this. I'm asking you for change in the air. But then it goes back to the foundation of it all. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, and run away with me to the higher place. See, it's all about that communion. It's all about that fellowship. It's all about him. Arise, my love, my beautiful companion, which means you're his partner. He is partnering with you to get things done in the earth. I want you to really get that. He is partnering with you to get things done in the earth. My beautiful companion, run away with me to the higher place. For now is the time to arise and run away with me. For you are my dove, which is symbolism of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you, hidden in the split open rock. The split open rock represents the split open side of Jesus Christ on the cross. And when that split open side, when it split, what does it say? Water and blood flowed. Water represents the redemptive power of Jesus Christ. He bought us back from Satan. He said, I'm paying a price and I'm taking my kids back. Water representing the power of the Word of God, the living water flowing out of you. It was I who took you and hid you up high in the secret stairway of the sky. Let me see your radiant face. Which means that no matter what you look like in the morning, God says, let me see your radiant face. You're like, here it is, Lord. You still love me even without my eyebrows. Amen. Are you hearing me, guys? It says, let me see your radiant face and hear your sweet voice, which means he loves it. When you wake up in the morning and you just go, holy, 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 holy. I love you, God. Thank you, Lord. You are beautiful. You are wonderful. I magnify your name. You are beautiful. You are handsome. You are winsome. You take my breath away. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Your name is like honey on my lips. Your spirit like water to my soul. Holy, holy are you, Lord. Abba, Father, El Shaddai. You're the mighty one. You're my King of kings. And I come away with you. And I run away. I run away with me. I run away with you, God. And I run away with you. Hide me in your presence. I want to tarry in your presence. I've got all the time in the world in your presence. Holy Ghost, you're in this room right now. There's faith in the room right now. You can get real raw with God right now. Get real raw with God right now. Increase your ask. Talk to Him right now. Lift up your hands right now. Worship Him right now. He loves your radiant face. Hearing your sweet voice. How beautiful your eyes of worship and lovely your voice in prayer. You are holy, holy. You dance over me with songs. You dance over me with victory. You sing songs of joy, songs of deliverance.
This is Dr. Hansen. I hope you've enjoyed today's warning program with Philip Renner. Again, the Holy Ghost Conference. My phone number is 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. Call up. Give us your very best offering to keep us on this radio station. Also, my website, worldministries.org. If you want to give a donation by Zelle, the reference is warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. God bless you.